Fellow South Africans, this evening I would like to talk to you about four matters, matters that are vital to our fight against COVID-19 and the recovery of our society and economy. These are, firstly, the intensification of our national vaccination campaign. Secondly, the measures we will be taking to further open up our economy. Thirdly, the introduction of a vaccination certificate. And fourthly, our engagement with the United Kingdom to restore travel, tourism, and trade with them. A few days ago, the South African COVID-19 Modeling Consortium and the Department of Health confirmed that South Africa has emerged from a third wave of COVID-19 infections. This wave, which was driven by the Delta variant, was far more severe than the previous two waves. This third wave lasted more than 130 days and was about 2 weeks longer than each of the earlier waves. At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around 20,000 new cases each day. In the last 7 days, the average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day. There are also sustained decreases in COVID-19 hospitalizations, as well as deaths in all provinces. This is news that is welcome to all of us. Because we've been living under the shadow of the pandemic for the last 474 days now, and all of us have been taking quite a lot of strain. We have experienced much hardship during this period. And the most difficult of these has been the many relatives, colleagues, and friends we have lost to this pandemic, as well as our diminished livelihoods. We mourn each and every one of the people who have died. Naturally, we all want to resume many of the activities that we've been unable to do for much of the past 2 years. We want to attend traditional rituals and functions, birthday parties, weddings, and other social functions freely with our friends and family. We long for a time when we can go to church, to the mosque, to the shul, and to the temple without restrictions, and to be able to hug and shake hands without worrying about getting sick. The sports fan amongst us cannot wait to return to FNB, to Moses Mabhida, to Royal Bafokeng, to Bombela Stadium, to Newlands, and to Loftus to cheer our teams. We want to socialize freely, again at restaurants, at taverns and theaters, and we want to travel freely without ever having to fear that we could get infected. These freedoms, which we all long for, are within our reach, but we will only be able to get there if we are all vaccinated and we all continue to observe the basic health protocols. Since we launched our national vaccination drive, it has been gathering pace. To date, we have administered over 17 million vaccine doses. Over 8.6 million people in our country are fully vaccinated, which is more than one-fifth of the adult population. Significantly, 60% of South Africans over the age of 60 and 50% of people between ages 50 and 59 have now received at least one vaccine dose. These numbers give us confidence and hope. We've set ourselves the target of vaccinating 70% of the adult population in South Africa by the end of the year. If we reach this target, the Department of Health estimates that we could save up to 20,000 lives. That represents 20,000 people who are mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters, whose death can be prevented if the majority of us choose to get vaccinated. To reach our goal, we need to administer an additional 16 million vaccine doses this year, which amounts to around 250,000 first dose vaccinations every single workday of every week until mid-December. We know that the older you are, the greater the risk that you will get severely ill with COVID-19 or that you will need to be hospitalized, or you may even die. We also know that the risk of death from COVID-19 is higher among the elderly than young people. To save lives and prevent our health facilities and staff from being overwhelmed, we have therefore prioritized those above 50 years of age and those above 60 for vaccination. This does not mean that people younger than 50 are not at risk. In recent months, we have seen an increasing number of younger people being hospitalized and unfortunately also dying from COVID-19. It is for this reason that from the 20th of August, we extended our vaccination program to all people in South Africa over 18 years of age. While we have made important progress and secured sufficient vaccine doses for the target population, our vaccination program is far too slow. We have therefore decided to upscale our vaccination campaign by launching the Vuma Vaccination Weekends campaign from tomorrow. The Vuma Vaccination Weekends campaign will be a countrywide drive to encourage our people, as many of them as possible, to get vaccinated. We know that getting to a vaccination site during weekdays can be difficult for many people, especially those who work, who have to commute long distances, or have family responsibilities. Those who might not be able to get to vaccine during the week should take up this opportunity. Tomorrow, the 1st of October, and on Saturday, the 2nd of October, we will be opening vaccination sites around the country to reach a lot of South Africans. The Department of Health has identified priority districts in each province based on the number of unvaccinated people and the current vaccination coverage in each district. This will be the first Vuma vaccination weekend in a series of outreach programs. Leaders from across the political spectrum, civil society, religious leaders, traditional leaders, labor and business will be asked to mobilize communities to stay safe by being vaccinated. The Deputy President and I, as well as ministers, deputy ministers, premiers, MECs, mayors and councillors, will also be out in communities on Friday and Saturday to encourage citizens to get vaccinated. The vaccination, as we have said before, is free to everyone living in South Africa, whether you're a South African citizen or from another country. You can go to a government or a private health facility that offers vaccinations, even if you don't have medical aid. You can walk into your nearest vaccination site with your ID or other proof of identity and be registered on the spot. The Vuma vaccination weekends are also an opportunity to acknowledge the immense contribution made by our frontline health workers and health service managers, from our community health workers who have gone door to door encouraging people to go to get vaccinated, and to our staff members at the site and outreach vehicles and in health facilities around the country. We also want to acknowledge the huge number of volunteers who have helped and the many initiatives by local leaders. We must applaud the efforts that are also being made by business to have their workers vaccinated. We call on businesses to facilitate the vaccination of their workers and encourage them to get vaccinated. I know of a major company that has already facilitated the vaccination of almost 90% of their workers, and would like other businesses to emulate this. The involvement of all sectors of society in the national effort will become all the more critical in the run-up to the local government elections in November. Campaign activities pose the greatest risk to a surge in new infections. Every one of us, from party leaders and organizers to supporters and election staff, has a responsibility to ensure that the regulations are followed and all health protocols are observed during the election campaign. I know it is difficult to be able to control the number of people who throng around leaders, but we urge all of us to get our followers to adhere to the protocols. The Independent Electoral Commission is putting in place measures to ensure that every voter can freely exercise their democratic right without being exposed to unnecessary risk. And fellow South Africans, when I announced on the 12th of September that the country would be moving to adjusted level 2, I said that we would be reviewing the situation after 2 weeks. The current trends in the progression of the pandemic mean that a number of the restrictions in place can now be eased as per the recommendations of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19. Following the meetings of the National Coronavirus Command Council and the President's Coordinating Committee, Cabinet has decided to move South Africa from adjusted level 2 to adjusted alert level 1 from midnight tonight. The following measures will then apply as part of alert level 1. The hours of the curfew will change from 12 midnight to 4 a.m. Non-essential establishments like restaurants and bars and fitness centers will need to close by 11 p.m. now to allow their employees and patrons to travel home before the start of the curfew. The maximum number of people permitted for attending meetings indoors will increase from 250 to 750. And the maximum number of people permitted to attend meetings outdoors will increase from 500 to 2,000. Where the venue is too small to accommodate these numbers with appropriate social distancing, then no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue may be utilized. This includes religious services, political events, social gatherings, as well as restaurants, bars, taverns, and similar places. The maximum number of people permitted at a funeral will increase from 50 to 100. As before, night vigils, after funeral gatherings, and after tears gatherings are not allowed because they've been proven to be super spreader events. The sale of alcohol for both off-site and on-site consumption will be permitted. They'll be permitted according to the normal license provisions of such establishments. However, no alcohol may be sold after 11 p.m. The wearing of masks in public places is still mandatory. And the failure to wear a mask when required remains a criminal offense. I must, on this point, however, commend many South Africans that I have been coming across in the streets of our country and in various places where people gather. I've been seeing a great improvement of people wearing masks, and this is commendable. As part of the effort to return the most affected parts of the economy to operation, we are looking at further relaxations of restrictions, particularly with respect to sporting and cultural events. As I said earlier, we all long for our freedom to come back. And if we continue to work together, as we have been doing, more areas of activity will be opened. We will be making further announcements in time about sporting events. The Department of Health will soon be rolling out a vaccination certificate, which will provide a secure and a verifiable proof of vaccination. This certificate can be used to facilitate travel, to access establishments and gatherings and other forms of activity that require proof of vaccination status. Our approach on this matter is informed by the World Health Organization's guidelines and is in line with international best practice. Streamlining and standardizing proof of vaccination will also go a long way towards getting a number of international travel restrictions, both from and into our country, eased. Getting vaccinated is not only about protecting oneself and those around you. It is also about preventing new and more dangerous variants from emerging, as the virus is able to spread and mutate in unvaccinated populations. However, we should remember that even if we are vaccinated, we need to continue to adhere to the basic precautions to limit the spread of the virus from one person to another. We know that indoor gatherings, particularly in places that have poor ventilation, are the major cause of outbreaks and super spreader events. We must therefore continue, as I've often said in the past, wearing our masks at all times when in public, and always ensure that windows are open and that there is a flow of fresh air. If we continue to adhere to these regulations, and if we keep the rate of infections low, and most importantly, if we vaccinate significant numbers of the adult population, we will keep this pandemic at bay, and eventually we will be able to force it into decline. In an effort to prevent rising infections, a number of countries around the world have opted to restrict travel from other countries. The United Kingdom imposed a travel ban on South Africans by redlisting our country, in other words, preventing easy travel from South Africa. Now, this has put us in a disadvantaged position, since the United Kingdom is South Africa's biggest source of tourism from the Northern Hemisphere, and is also a significant trading partner. While United Kingdom scientists were concerned about the presence of the Beta variant in South Africa, the reality is that the Delta variant is now by far the dominant variant in the country. Now, earlier today, I had a telephone conversation with the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to discuss this matter. I put South Africa's case to him, which he understood very well. And we both agreed that decisions of this nature should be informed by science, and we are both hopeful of a positive outcome when the issue comes up for review in the coming days by their scientists. Fellow South Africans, our greatest priority now is to ensure that the economy recovers as quickly as possible so that we can create jobs and help businesses to get back on their feet. The only way we can do this is if more South Africans choose to get vaccinated more quickly. If the majority of our population is vaccinated, we can declare South Africa to be a safe destination and welcome tourists back over the summer season. We can also resume sporting events and concerts and lift restrictions on restaurants and bars and encourage people to return safely to their workplaces, shops, and public spaces. Now, a number of people have been saying we should put an end to the state of disaster. Now, we follow science. Our scientists continue to advise us on all these matters. Vaccination is our best defense. If we can reach our vaccination targets by the end of this year, we can avoid further restrictions and kick our economic recovery into a high gear. Now, I'd like to urge all of us to take advantage of the Vuma vaccination weekends. Let us all go out and get vaccinated. Let us take our friends, our family members who are not yet vaccinated, and urge them to go and get vaccinated. Let us reach our 70% target by December, and let us pick up the pace of our vaccination process, and let us all Vuma. May God continue to bless our beautiful country and her wonderful people, and continue to protect her people. I thank you.